play and who we have to play than the first night.
And I'm not so sure of the last nine. If you win Tuesday and you're sitting there, guys, and you're a real comfortable 6-3, I'm not so sure that 3-5 down the stretch isn't a great job. I'd have no. Let's put it this way. I don't have designs on going 500 down the stretch. I don't.
No. If this team wins four of the last nine after Mississippi State, Tony, I'll be happy. I could see them going 3-6 down the stretch.
It's very possible. Very possible.
But now they've done far beyond what I thought they were going to do. So
yep.
They'll probably get another win or two. We got to play a little bit better at home. One last thing, guys. Did you get a load of Chuck Person over there?
Oh yeah, you know what he's on? He's on the Sharpton plan. Except he's gone the reverse.
He's on the Barkley diet.
Now he's gone the reverse of Sharpton.
He's Chuck people now. There's a couple of them.
Hey, thank you, Bino. You're a simpleton.
You want a prediction, Tony?
Thank you. Yes.
In 2 years, when Bruce gets tired of coaching somewhere that nobody gives a damn about basketball, Chuck Person will be the head coach there. That was the whole deal, him leaving the NBA to be an assistant there. Watch and see what I'm telling you.
Wow. You're calling the shot, huh?
Yep. Person will be the head coach there 2-3 years.
That's a pretty good line, Chuck People. Back to our phones we go. 865-200-5402. 865-200-5402. Let's go. Let me remind you. Smartway, Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics. All lines currently jammed. Let me say a word here about Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics. You know, you're number one, and they are. You're number one. Number one source for hydraulic cylinders. Whether you're seeking something that is a standard product off the shelf or you need something custom built, and they do that right there. They have an incredible operation at Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics. So proud to be associated with them. Do tremendous work in beautiful Granger County, Tennessee. Online at daltonhydraulic.com. Link on the website at tonybasilio.com. Anything that turns or makes mobile components work, they have for you at daltonhydraulic.com. They have hoses, hose assemblies, fittings, couplings, hydraulic motors, thousands of bearings. Online at daltonhydraulic.com. Serving worldwide from Granger County, Tennessee. Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics. Back to the phones we go. If you want to get in with us, Keith, your appearance today for those in town is presented by
our friends at Clancy's Tavern and Whiskey House in downtown Knoxville next to the historic Tennessee Theater.
Tennessee wins today. By the way, MP saying that Chuck Person needs to get on that TK Smoothie King plan. You get 12 meals a day and smoothies in between.
I think he may be on that plan right now, Tony. Now, Chuck was going that way kind of towards the end of his NBA career. When he became nothing but a spot-up shooter,
yeah,
he went on that John Hotplate Williams diet. There's no doubt about that.
He was morphing into Vinnie Johnson. He had that kind of exomorph body about him.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the phones. By the way, they're saying today that Arkansas-Florida game was marred by some terrible officiating at the end. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I thought the foul shot that got Florida to the line at the end was a pretty tough way to lose. I mean, it's one of those that's probably a foul, but, man, that's tough to call at the end of a game.
Josh Richardson on Tindall, if he felt any pressure, he sure did a good job of not letting us see it. But I know today meant a lot to him.
I think the kids felt the pressure coming out. I thought that was obvious.
Yep. They weren't themselves. I think it took a good 10 minutes of that game to get settled in.
Well, you want to win for your guy. I mean, they're not deaf. They're aware of what's going on. I mean,
yep.
they know what it would have been like around here if they lose today.
Case in point last year, the petition.
Exactly.
Without the petition, there is no run last year.
Hey, and at the end of the day, Josh Richardson just paid loyal to Tennessee because he likes it here. But Josh, there's no bigger Conzo. Nobody was more loyal to Conzo than Josh.
By the way, let me say one thing, and then we'll go back to the phones. I want to say a thank you to Jeff Goodman today, who open-mindedly sparred with me on the radio the other day during our interview, came to Knoxville today, did the game, presented the Donnie Tindall situation in a very fair manner, and said at the end of it, I believe that he has a tremendous relationship with the administration here and with a lot of the powerful people in this city. And he could be in good shape depending on what happens. In other words, he listened open-mindedly to what I told him the other day.
Well, that's what good reporters do.
Absolutely. And I appreciate it. He didn't say my name, but a couple people on Twitter pointed that out. It's not important to get my name out there. It was important to get out there the fact that, hey, this is not as cut and dried. This is not as cut and dried as we're being led to believe. Back to our phones we go. Mayor of Realtown says, I'm always looking for my bearings myself. Do they have those at Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics? Mayor, I don't think they're going to be able to help you. But let's go back to our phones. And grab our next call. Hello and welcome. You're on your smart way. Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, Tennessee Basketball Overtime.
How's it going?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, Tony, this is Matt.
Hey, Matt, great talk to you.
How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great. What a great win today.
Oh, my goodness. It was just such a good win. I'm just so glad. I mean, I love Bruce. I've met him a few times. He's a great guy. But I was great for Donnie. He got the monkey off the back early, and, you know, I feel like, I mean, can you imagine what Donnie could have done with last year's roster? If we would have had him earlier, I don't think anyone can, you know, question.
Mind-boggling is what they would have done, what they would have been. They would have been mind-bogglingly good.
Oh, gosh, it's unbelievable. Love the show, man. I'm a huge fan. I can pretty much only get it on podcast these days, but
thank you for being there,
thank you guys so much, and y'all have a good afternoon.
Matt, thank you, great hearing from you. Keith, a really huge win though for Donnie today. It's true, isn't it, Keith? I mean, it's just huge.
No doubt. Wouldn't Bruce be a great fit at Georgia Tech?
Are you kidding me? Absolutely.
I wouldn't be surprised. There's no way. I'll put it this way. I'll go on record right now. I'll be surprised, since we're on that one-year plan with them right now, I'll be surprised if he makes a second trip to Knoxville as the Auburn coach.
I think you're right.
If he has anything that resembles success, there's no way Bruce Pearl is going to stay someplace that places absolutely no value in basketball.
Now, they sell it out, they do this and that, but Vol Colonel has a great point. Somebody called in earlier and said, how do you get away with the comments about I'm VFL and you go over and high-five the student? That's exactly right. He said if it were the football coach that did something like that, this is Vol Colonel now on Twitter a few minutes ago, he's fired. They call him in, or he at least gets publicly reprimanded.
No, he has to go back and take it back or try to explain what he meant.
Yeah. Now it's... Well, of course he wants to be back there. I mean, my gosh, they drive 20,000 people a night for basketball. I mean, we're a Cal college. We care less about
it. It's not hard to sell. Selling 9,000 seats or whatever they sell down there in that new building, Tony, that's not that hard to sell it out. Put it this way, unless they just go crazy, and he's got a good recruiting class coming in next year, it's not some world beater. Unless they start winning 25, 30 a game, they can sell that place all they want. Watch 5,000 or 6,000 show up there every night.
The mayor of Realtown's mad at me right now because I didn't say his name properly. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mispronounce your pseudonym. Let's go back to the phones. I mean, you can't please any of these people. Jeez, Luigi. So we go back to get another call here on your smart way. Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics. Tennessee Basketball Overtime on a day where Stephen Pearl cried on his father's shoulder. A very emotional scene as caught by the News Sentinel. After the game, Let's get
Wes Rucker there?
Hello and welcome.
Jason Bailey there?
Hello and welcome to our next caller.
Hey, guys, it's JM.
Hey, JM, welcome. I'd say Hatfield's a little out of control today. JM, your thoughts?
I want more Hatfield. There hasn't been enough Hatfield yet today.
Interesting. So, JM, what do you think, man?
Well, I think what I'm concerned with is on Tuesday night, are we going to do a video for Rick Ray?
That's absurd. How about we could do a real quick video tribute to him, Rick Ray's greatest hits? I could probably take a leak longer than you would need for his video.
Hey, Rick Ray don't play.
No, Rick Ray no play.
That.
Rick Ray no play.
Yeah. Man, I want to give a shout out to our basketball team today, especially Armani Moore, Derek Reese, and Josh Richardson. I know Reese puts up a three ball occasionally, that's a little ill-advised, but those three guys, they just battle. I hope that when they're gone, we remember them the way they should be remembered, because they have been through so much. Every time that they take the court, it seems like there's some kind of sideshow going on around the whole deal, and they just go out there and play ball. I thought we deserved to win today. We played really bad for about 15 minutes of the first half and then really turned it on toward halftime. And that was probably the difference, that 5 minute stretch before the first half. But I'm tickled to death with it, man. I'm just glad to get it over with and behind us and move on with the season.
You know how crushing a loss would have been today?
It'd been awful.
Can we even entertain the possibility of how, you know how seriously pissed off I was at the start of that game when I thought that was going to happen to us?
When it was sloppy and we were getting behind and missing shots and they were hitting all these threes, I have never been more aggravated, I don't think. It was just an excruciating game to watch for a fan. And the officiating and the stoppages, it just had no flow to it. It was like a KIL middle school girls game or something. I mean, it just had no flow at all. It was choppy. You could feel the pressure in the arena.
Kara Lawson made a great comment, which I think she's excellent, by the way, but she made a great comment when she said, the game has no flow to the point where even doing it here, you can't get a feel for what's about to happen. She said, generally, you get a feel for coming out of this TV timeout, this team here has momentum. And it was almost, you know, the end of the first half emblematic of this. Tennessee's about to go up 9. They have two looks at threes, two really good looks at threes that don't go. And then all of a sudden at halftime, it's a 4-point game. And it's just right back where it was.
Couldn't get any separation.
None.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. Like I said, I'm just glad to get it behind us. That was one we needed to win and just get the heck out of there. And now you got a winnable game Tuesday, and you should go to 14-7 and 6-3 in the league. Now, what's going to happen after that, I don't know, but if we can beat Mississippi State Tuesday, we're in great shape.
Called Coach of the Year material right there.
Yeah. Hey, how about Tariq Owen stepping up there and hitting two big free throws?
How about that? That's a great thing to point out. And then backed it up with a nice play on defense on a block I think occurred before there was some kind of a foul called on the play beforehand, though. He's looking a little more comfortable, and Willie Carmichael is looking a little more like a fish out of water the way he's flopping around out there, that poor guy. But I still think they're both going to be really nice players in time.
Carmichael's weird because when he gets the ball, he's athletic looking. And
yes,
everything,
he is.
But it's just sort of awkward, you know. He hasn't figured out how to.
It's too fast. Too fast.
Right, exactly. If he can just slow the game down a little bit in his head.
Yep.
But why don't they take Tariq Owens and let him run around with Phelps for a few weeks? Order some pizzas. That's what that guy needs to do.
Now, that's brutal. Are you saying have Tariq Owens go on, like, that guy's diet. I mean, you want to take a shot at my man? That's my man right there. Phelps is my guy. The gulp is my guy. The gulp is my guy.
He hasn't gone out of the shower yet. Phelps is my guy, too. I love that guy.
You know what Phelps told me this week in conversation, all kidding aside? It's the first time I've really had a chance to talk to him off the air. He said, I want to say something to you. He said, don't take this the wrong way. I said, okay, I won't. Whatever you say, whatever you want to say, Justin, I mean, for God's sakes, we called you Big Gulp the first night we saw you. I mean, what are you going to say to me? He said, don't take this the wrong way, but you think that I'm angry with the Big Gulp and all that stuff. He said, I've learned to laugh at myself a long time ago, and I appreciate the fact that people here really enjoy basketball. He said, and you seem to attract a lot of nuts. He said, now don't take, I said, well, Justin, in my mind, I'm talking to one right now, because most people, if somebody called them Big Gulp and put them on the, and had like the Big Gulp with the picture on it, most people would be offended by that. He told me, he said, we sit around and listen to this program and we laugh like crazy at the shots. So they're going to get a laugh out of you suggesting.
Listen.
It's a cheap shot. Us, it is a cheap. You suggesting, as you say, he's one of us, that Tariq Owens follow him around and eat his diet is a cheap shot.
He's one of us, and Donnie's one of us, man. That's why we love these guys. I don't know what's going to happen, but they are my favorite coaching duo of all time on that campus.
It's so fun, isn't it? Yeah, and that means they're not going to be here in the summer, you know? That's how things work. That's how things work with us.
Well, go Vols.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, brother. By the way, Hatfield, you referred to Donnie Tindall the other night after our call-in show as a sawed-off Mike Huckabee.
That is correct.
Well, that's really endearing.
Tony, but like I said, those guys get it, Tony. Look, Ernie Grunfeld, God love him, tried to talk UT into hiring Jay Wright when he was at Hofstra, when we hired, or he might have just started at Villanova, when we hired Buzz Peterson. How out of place would Jay Wright have been here? I mean, come on, Tony. These guys get it. They're not over there. Donnie Tindall's not over there thinking, oh, I'd probably need to be on the cover of Vanity Fair this month. No.
How do I get an Ivory soap commercial? You don't think we're going to see Donnie in the shower with, what's the Ivory commercial that, he's comfortable in his own skin, the thing that Jay Wright did, or was that Suave, or what was it? I don't even know the product.
It was Jay Wright and several of those coaches, yeah. Self, I think, did one. Yeah, you're not going to, no. If Donnie does anything, it's going to be for KFC or somebody like that.
Back to our phones. Another cheap shot. Phelps, I'm telling you, I am trying to mitigate this.
It's not like I'm a bodybuilder.
Well, interesting. Let's grab our next call. 865-200-5402 as we're well into 90 minutes past a Tennessee victory today. And I do want to say before we get our next caller in here, Smartway, ladies and gentlemen, go smartway.net, 8416 Kingston Pike, out near Bearden High School, right down the street from Wally World there. Everything for your home. You're going to pay your way. You're going to be smart. You're going to buy smart. You're going to go the smart way. They're going to take incredible care of you. Smartway, Knoxville's newest retailer for furniture, appliances, electronics, cell phones. They even have tires there. You name it, they have it, and you can get involved the smart way. And here's how it works. You can go in the store today. Check out the stuff. It's brand new. It's beautiful. The latest lines, the greatest and the latest stuff. And you can buy today and pay the low price and walk out the door. Beautiful. Or go 120-day or 6 months, same as cash. Pay the cash price within the first 120 days or 6 months. And voila. Or you can choose a lease purchase rent to own agreement in which you choose the payment amount and the frequency of the payment you're going to make, and you can change the amount and the frequency at any time because you have chosen to do business the smart way with Smartway. And on the cell phones, by the way, they have Samsung, LG, Blue. They even have iPhones available for you. And the best part is, if you can't afford one of the fancy schmancy phones, you're able to get one via lease purchase. So you can afford it over time, take advantage of 120-day same as cash I just talked about for items less than $9.99. Smart way, ladies and gentlemen, online at gosmartway.net. Take the virtual tour online as well and be blown away by Smart Way. As we go back to the phones and grab our next call, hello and welcome. Yes, hello, caller.
Hello, caller. Is this me?
That would be you. Who's this?
My bad. This is Marsh.
Hey, Marshy. Thanks, man. Welcome.
Hey. You know, I won't have to agree with JM. I mean, everybody's a nut. But hey, I'm really glad that that Donnie T just beat Pearl's ass. Like, I'm really happy about it. And 6 months ago, 8 months ago, I probably wouldn't be standing here saying that, but I'm happy he did it, and just, it makes me happy.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I've got a pretty good memory. Your voice. You were a petition signer, weren't you?
Well, sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
Do I regret it?
No, I'm not asking you if you regret it. I'm just asking you, you say today, hey, Donnie won me over. That's pretty big, I think.
No, absolutely, and I'm just glad he did what he did, and just kind of get this behind us. But it's never going to go away, and that's the thing, because with the NCAA sniffing around and everything that's going to happen, as soon as he's gone. If he's gone, I wish he would not. I mean, I wouldn't hire Pearl tomorrow, but I would if we had to boot Donnie. And it sounds stupid, but I don't know what to do.
Well, let me just tell you this. I mean, let's just get it out there. If Tennessee's job opened tomorrow, Bruce Pearl would try like crazy behind
Donnie,
the scenes to get the job. He would try like nuts to get back in here. Like, he was trying like, how do you know, Tony? I saw correspondences. I saw texts. I know what I saw from the people I know. He was trying to get back in here.
Tony,
last
you can
spring.
You can hear it in his voice after the game.
Yep.
His son's over there crying.
Yep.
He's over there. He's about to boohoo.
Yep.
And the thing is, I would love, I mean, what Keith was saying, I would love for TSR to be on the air and Beavis and Butthead to be on the air in the morning talking about Arian Foster and Pearl and Pearl's son and Pearl Jr. It would just be a classic show on Monday morning.
Well, see, I miss those days. I was there, but I guess I didn't listen to too much of it. So, but I guess I must have missed something.
But anyway, I really do. I'm glad Donnie got his W. The team deserved it. Donnie didn't deserve to get beat, and I decided not to go to the game. I mean, I didn't know how to feel about it, but looking back, I'm glad Donnie won that game.
Thank you. Great talking to you. That's a pearl in Easter. Hey, that's a pearl in Easter right there. Glad that Tindall won the game. What are your thoughts on that, big boy?
Well, I think fans are warming up to Donnie. I don't think there's any doubt about that. He's getting the job done here. And look, I've said my issues with Bruce Pearl date back a lot longer than his time here. I mean, the whole Deion Thomas thing. Bruce Pearl, I mean, there's nothing Bruce Pearl could ever do to win me over. Period. I mean, it's impossible. So, I mean, I'm not probably as fair to him as I should be. I admit that. I'm perfectly honest about that. But that's just the way it is, and that's the way it's going to be with me. But I think it speaks volumes to what Donnie's been able to do sitting here. I mean, 13-7 for this team's good, but that's not setting the world on fire. And the fact being 13-7, he's won him over, says something about the job he's done.
Back to our busy phones we go at 865-200-4321. 5402. Let's grab our next call. Hello and welcome. You're on your Smart Way, Dalton Behring and Hydraulics, Tennessee basketball overtime. We've heard from a ton of fresh and new voices this week. Great to talk to you. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, this is Brock.
Hey, Brock. Good talk to you, man. Yeah, good talk to you, buddy.
Uncle.
Yeah.
I'm pissed off at the university. And I'll tell you why. They are the most unhelpful people you'll ever meet in your life. I tried to go down there today to get Kendall's autograph, and they said, well, if you go over here, you might. They don't do it anymore. They don't do autographs anymore, sounds like.
Tell me your story. What happened to you?
All right, well, I went down there, like, you know, how you usually do. They said, well, go over here, and you might get his autograph, because he's going to come out this tunnel. Well, he came out that other tunnel, and, you know, they never let us go down there.
So this
sounds like a situation for Justin Phelps to rectify, Tony.
Brock, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I'm going to rectify that for you. I'll tell you what I want you to do. Can you shoot me an email telling me what happened?
Yeah, I can.
Shoot me an email and just tell me. commonfan@gmail.com.
Hold on, let me get a pencil and paper here.
I'm gonna get you an autograph ball from those people today.
Okay.
You need an autograph ball. We need to make you whole, man. You are the lineage of royalty on here. You must be made whole right here on the air, right now.
Okay, what's your email again?
Okay, commonfan, common, commonfan@gmail.com.
Fan or?
Yeah, like a sports fan, common fan, so.
Okay.
@gmail.com. And I put on there your name, your address, your phone number.
Okay.
And just a brief description of what you just told me about how you were trying to get down to get near coach today and they gave you the bum steer.
Okay, so name, address, and phone number.
You got it, brother. And how you got the bum steer today. And listen, really pour it on in your email.
Okay.
Okay, you cried for like an hour afterwards.
Okay.
Thank you. Hey, Brock, any other thoughts on today's game? Did you enjoy it?
I enjoyed it, yes. I thought, you know, I've never seen Pearl basketball before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, I saw a glimpse of it, but it's hard to come back after 4 years of not being coached, not being able to coach. And I think that Donnie, he's going to get the job done. I like him, and I think he's going to be a good coach for us.
He's going to be a great coach. And he makes it through this. He is going to have the most success that anybody's ever had at this school, I believe. He gets through this NCAA turbulence here.
Yeah.
And that's a big if, Brock. That is a big if right now. But I do appreciate your time, and I appreciate you bringing this to us today, because we will. I am no Don Dare, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I am on your side, and we will take care of this. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
You're right. Phelps will take care of him. The Gulp will take care of him.
Absolutely.
Back to our phones we go. 865-200-5402. Now, in your mind, Keith, has Thompson Bowling Arena become more fan-friendly in recent years? I think they have.
Well, yeah. But
back when it was the Gulag. It was the Gulag back
in
the day.
Considering the starting point there, that's not terribly impressive. I mean, I'm sure Russia's a more free society now than it was under Brezhnev, but what the heck?
Back to our phones. Hatfield has had, in my mind, a scintillating performance today. We've had a second-generation rip job, and we're working on... Gah! Phelpsy just texted me. Get Broxy info. I'll take care of it. Oh, it's unbelievable, Andy Mack. Let's go back to the phones. X just accused me of playing your straight man today. Phelps just texted out now. I'll take care of Brock.
Of course he will.
That's called customer service right there.
Hey, those guys, hey,
these guys want to be here, don't they? These guys really want to be here, man. They're in full campaign mode. I love it.
Well, they're essentially Bizarro Jerry Green.
That's the greatest thing I've ever heard. We've had some great lines today. Chuck Peoples, now Chuck Persons. And they're Bizarro Jerry Green. This is fun today. Let's go back to the phones. Oh, my gosh. Little O said, are you going to get Jeek Jr. 1, too? This is the bane of my existence.
It never... I told you, Twitter is the work of the devil, Tony.
This coming from a guy who... What did you say about the officials earlier, Hatfield?
Look, there's no doubt. James Breeding is a horseshit official.
I mean, come on, Hatfield. Back to our phones we go. Let's get our next caller in here. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony. How are you doing?
Hey, who's this?
This is Steve.
Hey, Steve. Appreciate you calling, man.
Hey, no problem. I was wondering if Hatfield liked anybody or anything.
Hatfield?
Because most of the time when I hear him on your show, he's always got something negative to say about something.
Hatfield, do you like anybody or anything today? Anybody or anything, Hatfield?
I'm a big Justin Phelps fan.
There you go. That's something.
Well, that's
Dave Beckinsale.
The positive thing I've ever heard him say.
Johnny Walker. I'm a huge Johnny Walker fan.
That I believe, too. It's just like, you know, put a bullet in my brain. That's why I don't listen to Keith's show. You know, get some enthusiasm, man. You know, Bruce Pearl, you don't like. You're having a hard time warming up to this coaching staff.
Well, no, he didn't say that. Whoa, where did you get that?
Where have I had a hard time warming up to this?
He loves his coaching staff and has from day one.
After he's shown that they've won.
No. Keith's the guy. Whoa. Let me help you out, Steve. Keith's the guy that suggested they hire this guy. In fact, he was the first guy that ever said his name in this market, and he said it about a year ago, right here on one of these post game shows.
Okay, so he said they should hire him. It doesn't mean I've ever really heard that he's, like, really enamored with the guy at all. He said that he's done a good coaching job so far this year, but when they, you know, if they go down 3-6 at the end of the season, we'll probably find out what Keith really thinks about him.
Well, we're all going to be saying this staff has done an incredible job to even be where they're at. Nobody expects this team to make the NCAA tournament. At least I don't.
Well, I mean, I'm a Pearl and East. I'll admit that, but I don't think they should have made him a video. But I tell you this, I have no problem sitting over there if I ever got the opportunity to sit in a luxury box or even in the club seats. I wouldn't have any problem sitting in there because and enjoying the team that we do, because without Bruce Pearl, Pratt Pavilion does not get built. Pat Summitt couldn't get it built in 25 years before Bruce Pearl got here, and he got that thing built. So anybody who doesn't appreciate Bruce Pearl and what he did for this university can step off, to use your vernacular, Tony.
Yeah, because no coach in the country anywhere else has gotten a practice facility built. Bob Huggins got built one built in a year and a half.
Hatfield, let the man have his say about...
Hatfield, listen, here's the truth. Bruce Pearl got that thing built, and it wasn't going to get built unless he was here. You can parse it any way you want to, but those are the facts. Pat Summitt couldn't get it done. Bruce Pearl did get it done. So people need to appreciate what he did for the university. I'm not saying that you root for him now. I'm not saying that you make a video for him before this game. but you ought to appreciate what he did. The only time this school has been ranked number one in the country was done under his watch, and not with anybody else's players, with his players.
Thank you, Steve. You've had your say. Thank you. And by the way,
do Alabama fans sit around and suck up to Mark Godfrey all the time?
John S. asked, does Steve even listen to this show? Steve's getting hazed now. Billy's asking, can you get me a ball signed by Jeke Jr.? So now we're back to that. Tony Jones just tweeted out, felt strange walking into Thompson Bowling today. Shout out to all my family and friends who supported us today. Good to see you. I like Tony Jones. You grew to really like Tony Jones there at the end, didn't you, Hatfield?
I had no issues with Tony Jones.
You grew to really like him there at the end, didn't you?
I enjoyed the segments we did together. Yeah, I mean, I got no issues with Tony Jones.
Back to our phones we go. Apparently, we've got some controversy here today. I've got something in my eye, and I've got to use the restroom. How's all this going to happen when I'm commercial free? I don't know. I should have thought of this before I decided to do it this way. 865-200-5402. Never in the history of this app-only stuff have I ever had this predicament. If anybody has any thoughts, let's go to the phones and grab our... Maybe the mayor of Realtown would have a thought. Let's grab our next call. Hello and welcome.
What do you say, Tone and Hatfield? This is fake Dave Nathan.
Hey, FDN, are you going to attack
Dave,
Hatfield?
Are
you attacking Hatfield?
I am absolutely not going to attack Hatfield, but the vitriol from Steve... For Hatfield was actually I was laughing.
I was enjoying it. I was trying to egg it on, shall we say?
That's classic. That was beautiful. Don't another big win for Donnie Knoxville, man. I mean, good grief, this guy he just keeps producing. And I would have never thought. I think at the beginning of the year when Kendall basically had to reassemble his roster, I think Pearl kind of tried to do the same thing in Auburn. That Kendall's team was going to be better than Pearl's. And I don't necessarily think that they are better, but I think it was clear today that they were better coached.
I think that where you really see Donnie Tindall's signature on the game is he's really good at timely timeouts. He does not let his team get down 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 points and then take a timeout. He, to quote Maury Hanks, he F's with the game. That's what Maury Hanks says. And it's a great way of putting it because Donnie Tindall forces other teams to play uncomfortably. And now today I'll say this. I think Auburn had a pretty good scout on what we do. And I think they attacked what we do pretty well. And they got pretty good shots. And they hit a lot of threes, and they really had me scared with 10 minutes left. If I didn't know who they were, which is to say they're a team that folds down the stretch and that's what they do, I would have been really afraid. But for some reason, Pearl's put together a group of kids there. They just can't finish games. They don't play smart. They don't make clutch shots. And we have some guys that are not afraid in the last 10 minutes of games. We have some guys that should have won at Arkansas the other night. I mean, to be honest with you.
There's no doubt. You can't take away the shots that they made. I mean, they hit 44%, but I don't think they typically do that. If they shoot their typical percentage, we blow them out of the gym today. So let's get real. I think that Tennessee left some guys open for
sure.
I mean, that's going to happen. They're going to always leave that guy in the corner open. But they're going to force your turnovers. And I think, you know, I think we doubled the turnovers that we had. We turned Auburn over twice as much. So, and then free throw shooting, we destroyed them at the line. So I thought Kendall did a great job. The guys, like, I think, just like you said, we didn't show up for the first 7-8 minutes. We're kind of tight, like we always are at Thompson Bowling, but I'm not sure. I hope we're shaking that now. I think, you know, we got to come out on fire again at Mississippi State because this team, just like you and Keith have both said, we could lose any game. So we just got to carry the momentum to Tuesday. But Josh Richardson, that guy is a dadgum warrior, man. I mean, he lays it out on the court every time that he hits it. I mean, he was diving after loose balls, sliding around, getting hit. It was just a great game by everybody. But I will have to tell you this, Tone, about Big Gulp. I love that guy. He is, he actually went to watch the Royal Rumble at one of my friend's house, I guess it was a couple weeks ago.
Who did?
The Big Gulp.
he went to watch wrestling with one of your buddies?
Yes, Tone, he did. He watched wrestling at one of my buddies' house. But listen to this, Tone. This is my favorite part. My buddy texted me and said, "You'll never believe I watched the Royal Rumble with." I said, "Who?" He said, "Big Gulp." I said, "Gosh, I got to meet that guy. You gotta get introduce me." And he said, "Well, I will. I think he's going to come back and watch WrestleMania." And then he said, he also said that he watched all 25 Royal Rumbles in the month of January to get ready for it. He said he clearly needs some friends. And so I said, "Sign me up, buddy. Sign me up."
That's the greatest thing. The Gulp is a Gulp's got to get down to the Rainmuir studio and see my library and my video library. Gulp, I've got several thousand wrestling videos in my basement. Gulpy.
He's a fan, Tone. He's a fan.
Gulpy, Gulpy, Gulpy. The staff has to make it now.
Tone, I hope and pray that they make it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's beautiful. I love the show, guys. I appreciate it. Y'all keep up the good work. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. And by the way, Hatfield, about speaking of wrestling, not that I'm going to talk about that very much, but since Big Gulp's a fan and he's going to help Brock get a ball, and Brock's named after Brock Lesnar. I don't think he is, but we'll roll with that for now. Hatfield, I was so proud of Philadelphia last week for booing Roman Reigns out of the building.
Absolutely.
Philadelphia stood tall last weekend.
Now, Philadelphia stood against the anarchy and the complete, we're going to force you to watch what you don't want to watch that the McMahons and Paul Levesque have chosen to foist on people, and they got a dose of it last weekend.
Now, the Gulp is a wrestling fan, too. 865-200-5402. If you want to get in the hunt and in the mix, Robbie asking, is Steve any relation to Jamie? Sushi Spot Shane has invited Big Gulp and Tyndall to Sushi Spot after that win tonight. Sushi Spot Shane, I already told Big Gulp, it's all you can eat and all you can drink at your place, bro. So he's going to be giving you a call. 865-200-5402.
And I was remiss earlier, Tony. I forgot to mention Maria Taylor and Shannon Spake on my list of things that don't tick me off.
Shannon Spake, you have shown me the ways of the world with her. I've become a fan.
I'm a big Shannon Spake, Mark.
Lambert says that that's the greatest story he's ever heard, fake Dave Nathan. Oh, my gosh. People are now tweeting at Big Gulp, and all lines are currently jammed.
So he at one point this month watched the Royal Rumble where Ric Flair won the world title.
He watched every...
all of it. That's,
on
that's,
his downtime.
That's wrong.
Every.
That is frozen rope strong right there.
Don, that's Don's laugh. I've only been doing this 20 years. It might be time for me to find another market. Don, hello.
Hello?
Don, is that you?
You talking to me, Tony?
Oh, you're not Don. Who's this?
This is JB.
Hey, JB. I thought it was Don. Welcome, man.
No, not today, thank God. By the way, fellas, it was an interesting day today. My son and his girlfriend, who's a Haslam scholar at UT, she went to her very first basketball game, and she had 2 days of food poisoning, but she got it out and went to the game, and she was affected by what went on inside the place, and she said, "People here care about basketball," and she said she felt like, and she's not even a sports fan, she felt like she could sense a changing of the guard, a passing of the torch, and she saw. She knew who Bruce Pearl was. Says why? Asked my son, "Why is he crying?" So that this matters. In some places, basketball really doesn't mean a damn. Now here, it's we haven't been very good most of the time, but we care. I remember, and so I was impressed that she sensed that. Although she's not even a sports fan, I remember Stu Aberdeen with his broom and Ray Mears. I remember those days. they made us feel like we had some place, some to place that to be competitive against Kentucky and the other Royals and all the people at all the advantages. And they made us feel like we had at least had a chance to be at the table. And it was interesting to see that Aaron Foster said he got $50,000. He must have been paid by other coaches, other teams, right? Because I used to think that Jerry Green's teams actually were prone to shaving and throwing games. They had 20-point leads, and then they'd get it down to 2 points. But this team today, you saw today, I think, and maybe Hatfield, you may agree with this, that without Forbes and Shea, Bruce is not the same guy. That's my opinion.
I don't know. I think certainly he's got that. I mean, he's working around that. I mean, Chuck Person's pretty much new to the college game. He doesn't know the personnel. I mean, it's a different staff. I mean, right. They always gave Shea great credit for his scouting reports. I mean, Steve Forbes is certainly regarded as one of the better defensive minds in college basketball on the sideline. So yeah, I mean, you don't lose two guys of that talent from your staff and just pick right back up.
I think this reminds me, Ray Mears, that's like your high school girlfriend, you know, years ago. Maybe you married your high school girlfriend, and later on we had this fling with Pearl. And then you ever have a girl that, you know, everything was great and wonderful, then something goes wrong, it doesn't work out, and you just don't see her anymore. And then you go to a party later with your wife, and you see that girl there. And just for a moment, like Dan Fogelberg said, you're back at school and you feel that feeling. And then you realize it's time to move on. That was the feeling today. I love Bruce Pearl. I signed the petition. I was proud to do so. I didn't hate Konzo. I felt like he was underachieving, was undermotivating. We've seen what Armani Moore can do. We've seen what Josh can really do. We've seen what a good coach can do. Today I felt like we're moving on. And I felt like a lot of us moved on today. And I think, when I look at Donnie and Coach Phelps, you get it. We love you. And by the way, I want the big man to take the big slide challenge. You go down the big 1,000-foot slide at the Civic Coliseum June 27th. Be there. And if you're there for charity, I'll bet you the Basilio Nation will raise big, big money for the big man to take down the big slide.
I think you're right the first time. It's the Basilio Nation. But yeah, what's that for, JB? What's the big slide for?
Well, actually, the city's having it coming in there. They're just bringing it in there for a promotion to go over in front of the Civic Coliseum. It's this big 1,000-foot slide, and the kids go down it. I want to see the big man take down the big slide. And if he'll put a Basilio shirt on, I think we get a lot of people to say, I'll pay $10 or $20 to your faith, to a charity, just to see. And this kind of guy, he'll do this. Tony, I remember, I feel like this is Ray Mears and Stu Aberdeen again. Donnie and Big Gulp remind me of those kind of guys. They love us, and we love them. They get it. We get each other. They understand, and they're connecting with the fans. Can I ask Keith a question?
Sure. Go ahead, man.
I want to talk a little bit about the kids coming in next year, Keith. I know we've got a commitment from Admiral Schofield and from Shambari Phillips. We've offers to Malik Trent and Kamani Jackson and Daquan Miller and Khalil Iverson. Which of those guys you like, and who do we have a chance to get? And where can they help us? I know we got a couple of point guards in there.
I think Trent and Jackson. I think when you start offering junior college teammates, that usually indicates you're in pretty good shape with both of them. Fills two holes. I mean, that gets you a post player and a point guard. So I think that's probably where they're looking, would be my guess. I think that's probably the most likely scenario.
Malik Trent seems to have a pretty high turnover rate to assist ratio. It's a 1.2. Is that good enough?
Well, I think he's playing off the ball a little bit there too, is my understanding. I think you put him in a position where he's the primary ball handler more. Those numbers probably get a little better. I think that's one thing. And this staff showed this year. I mean, you don't know what it's going to look like in the senior transfer market and things like that. I think Trent and Jackson are probably okay, that's probably the top options right now. But come April 1st, I will be very surprised if we don't see at least one senior transfer on this team next year.
That's becoming, there's a lot of that these days. Of course, the danger of that is you don't know what you're getting. And you hope to get a commitment. Charles never played a minute here. He's out now with the injury. So, but we have to take that chance. It's worth taking the chance to do that. We have to.
Oh, yeah. I think...
Go ahead.
Oh, no, I think, absolutely. I mean, if Antoine Mason had wanted to come here, I don't think you pass on a guy like that. I think, certainly, I mean, imagine where Auburn would be without him.
I've got one good story, and then I'll shut up. This crap that's going over at UNC, I call it Tar Heel Tar Paper Shack on Tobacco Road, this phony college. Imagine that, but half the kids that went through that, and it was more like 25 years instead of 20 years, and it was like starting in the late 80s, and it went on to at least to 2011, 2012. But what you find is that half the kids that took those phony classes weren't even athletes. So there's kids out here with transcripts, with phony transcripts, with credit that they didn't get. And these kids have gotten college degrees and graduated and gotten jobs working for institutions. They vetted out their, if they find out that those were phony hours, these people may have broken the law by applying for state jobs. For example, in Utah, a friend of mine teaches at Southern Utah University, and his wife her job is to vet employees for the state of Utah. Now, there are a few employee people working in Utah. They've got a lot of people from North Carolina working out there. And they're looking at these people's transcripts to see if they had these phony credits on there. If they've got them, these people may lose their jobs. Now, this is the contempt that those people over there had for the students. By the way, a lady who was husband was the offensive coordinator on the football team and quarterback coach, John Shoup. His wife wrote, she's a Presbyterian minister, and she said that her husband told her that when this broke and it was coming out and it was kind of hitting the fan, one of the guys, the administrator, said, "We can't take any more inner-city black kids. They just can't make it here." That makes me sick. And that contemptuous attitude that they had to have a special program for black kids, inner-city black kids, they couldn't make it. Don't make them try. Let's give them this college degree with this phony hours, and let's do it not for a few years, for 25 years and thousands, and maybe 5,000, not 3,000. I hope that this is such a scandal that North Carolina, if this isn't loss of institutional control, what in the hell is?
Thank you. Great phone call.
But Dean Smith's a saint, Tony.
By the way, JB, I didn't get to ask you exactly, and I meant to do this because Little O up in Tri-Cities wanted me to ask you what kind of presence in the track and field world our would-be new offensive coordinator has. Let's go back to our phones at 865-200. 865-200-5402.
We continue to be waterboarded.
By the way, Phelps just texted me and said, yes, he is a huge wrestling fan, and he wants to come to one of our old school wrestling nights that we're going to have. I can't do that, though. I can't get too close to these guys, so it's one of my roles. Let's go back to the phones. So he's looking for some wrestling buddies out there, if you want to be a wrestling buddy of Coach Phelps. To our phones we go. Let's grab another call, 865-200-5402. Tennessee wins today over Auburn. And the hits just keep on coming here on your Smart Way, Dalton Behring and Hydraulics. Tennessee basketball overtime, where we are now a good 2 hours in. Hello.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Keith. How y'all doing?
Doing great today.
Hey, Tony. I thought you'd get a kick out of this. Just went in up there at Cherokee. G Jr. just got done hitting up there. Guess who's running the office up there at Cherokee Baseball Academy?
Who's that?
The Blade.
Love DeBlay. DeBlay, another Basilio School graduate.
Hey, Tony, I mentioned I was going out to the car to listen to Basilio. When I came back in, he said, "You say you're going to listen to Basilio?" I said, "Yeah." And I thought he looked familiar. And he said, "Are you GQF?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Is that Jake Jr. back there hitting?" He got the biggest kick out of that, Tony.
The Blay. Great man.
I'll tell you what, Tony, went over and watched that game today. And I think JB hit the nail on the head. It's kind of like a cleansing force. I sat there and, we were up and, we went on those tickets you gave us. And then, with about 15 minutes to go, I scoped some seats out and we rushed by the Gestapo, and we were sitting down there across from the Auburn bench, and I'll tell you what, I went out watching Bruce Pearl probably about half the game, But it just, I actually cried, Tony, after the game was over when I saw him come over and hug Fulmer and all those big money people over there on the Tennessee side. But it was like a cleansing. I'm glad we got the win. And you're right, man. If we would have lost that game today, our season was over. There's no way we could have made NCAA tournament or had any prayer if we'd have lost that game today.
Oh, no. There's absolutely no way. Absolutely no way. And by the way, LSU, Keith, am I seeing things? Did they lose at Mississippi State? Did that happen? Does anybody know?
What's that?
Did LSU lose at Mississippi State at one point this year, or did they lose today? Somebody
They were in trouble. They were in trouble a minute ago.
They lost. They lost.
That guy's such a fantastic coach.
Who is?
Johnny Jones is such a fantastic.
Does a really nice job. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jaker.
Speaking of Mississippi State, I'm pretty sure I heard Tindall say this on the post-game show that. He was talking about what a great job Rick Ray's doing, and said they're probably the most improved team in the SEC. And if they beat LSU, you know, they went down and won in Auburn. I mean, they were so bad at the start of the season. You know, we better be on our P's and Q's come this week.
Yeah, it's nothing for this team comes easy. And one of the great mysteries to me of this season is why these guys don't have the same energy at home that they have on the road, and they don't, especially to start games. Now, they put a lot of energy out once the game got going today, but early on, it was mystifying to me, Tennessee's start. I mean, they were obviously tight. They've got to avoid that. Got to get on Mississippi State early and choke them out, get them a tap out in that game.
I'll tell you what, I thought Armani Moore played great today. I thought Kevin Punter played really well. I just wish Willie Carmichael would have developed a little bit more since the first of the season. But I know he's a freshman. I'm not going to beat up on him. But I'll tell you what, guys, I'm really enjoying this basketball season. But here's what we've got to do. We've got to beat Mississippi State. And then we got to get a split of those next two games on the road at Georgia and at Vanderbilt. If we can do that, because I tell you, those last half dozen, five or six games are going to be brutal.
There's no doubt about it. You look at those last several games down the stretch, and no question about it.
All right, guys, great show.
Hey, thank you.
Thanks, G.
Back to our phones we go, 865-200-5402. Hatfield, do you have to go anywhere? Because I still have people calling in. You want to shut this thing off, or you want to keep going?
I'm sitting here watching Georgia, South Carolina.
We're having fun.
I'm headed nowhere anytime soon.
Smartway, Dalton Bearing, and Hydraulics. Tennessee basketball overtime. We super serve you. I'm tweeting at Jeff Goodman right now. Great job today handling a sensitive game. Fair coverage, I'm going to tell him. Is that okay to tell him that, or is that too sheepy?
Well, no, I think it's accurate.
Okay, let's go to the phones and grab our next call. Hello and welcome.
What are you saying, Tony? How you and Keith doing?
Hey, Philly, how you doing,
hey,
man?
Phil. I just got back from the arena. I have to admit, I teared up when he came on the court, out before the ball game. But, you know, once the game started, we got to beat him because it's the whole season. We have to win this game. And the way I look at it, I think the point's been brought up that he don't have Shea and Forbes anymore. And honestly, I think Auburn had a little bit more talent than Tennessee. Not much, but a little bit.
I think individually they're more talented. I mean, I don't think that team fits together very well, Phil, but I think individually Auburn's got more talent.
Yeah. But they couldn't stop our dribble drive, and I think it's whenever we start taking control of the game.
Philly, I thought they had us in trouble at the 10-minute mark. I really
did. I was getting real worried.
I was big-time scared. You see enough games. You see enough that we just weren't doing some of the things you needed to do. Thank goodness, Philly, they just can't finish. And I don't know what it is about their team. Keith, is that what you're talking about? Just the mental makeup, the where those guys are from? What is it about them that just they just don't finish games?
Well, I think part of it, Tony, and certainly you always hear winning's contagious, and losing is too. And you look at a lot of those guys on that team. You look at probably other than.